it must have been a difficult decision to reach that you're going to go to online versus having people at the campus, was it?
It really was. I mean, it was one that we thoroughly thought through. We knew back in March when we had to make that rapid change to remote learning, which is a little bit different than online learning. Remote is when you just take something that we took something that was designed to be face-to-face and quickly put it online. What we're talking about now is building courses specifically to be delivered online, which is a huge task. And when we were making the decision, we knew that it was going to have a great impact on our faculty, on our staff. We knew it would have an impact on our students. So it was, you know, it was one that we took a lot of time to reflect. Well, a lot of time to reflect, given the little time we had, and we knew that this was the right decision because we couldn't imagine a way that we could bring our students onto the campus in September and guarantee their safety, just knowing what we know right now about the pandemic.
So there are two avenues we can go down here. One is from a student's perspective, and the other from a professor-instructor perspective of how are they going to handle it. Do you want to take the student one first?
Absolutely. So with the student one, we have to, as of right now, begin to work with the students to help ensure that they can be ready to study and learn in an online environment and succeed in that environment. We can't just expect them to log in on September 1st and be able to do this. So starting from right now, we're going to work with them. We're going to reach out to them, figure out what their needs are, help determine what their level of readiness is, what will help them prepare. We will do orientations. We'll do webinars. We'll reach out to people. And that way, we can let the students know as well that they're not alone in this and that we don't expect them to have all of the answers in terms of how to study online, that we're going to help them do that. So that's going to take a tremendous amount of work.
And basically, it takes just that they have to have access to a high-speed Internet?
Well, yeah, Internet access is important and some basic technology. So that can be a challenge for some students. So we need to identify if that's is the case and how to address that. But even still, even if someone has the technology, if they've never studied or took part in courses online, it can be really intimidating and daunting. So it's up to us to help the students understand, look, we can. There's tools online where you can still be very connected to your professor. You can still talk to them. You can get to know your classmates. You can use tools that maybe you've never used before, but we're going to show you how to use them. And you can still have a really exciting and engaging university experience. So that's going to be as much of the work that we do preparing for September as making sure people have the technology that they need.
Now, at the other end of things, you'll have professors and so on doing one. How do you hold a lab online?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's interesting. We've talked about that. I mean, in some of cases, for some of the disciplines, it will be very challenging. But there are simulation programs and virtual activities that people can do. So there are products out there, but we have to figure out what they are, really assess them to see if they're valuable and if they can work. Now, in other cases, labs don't necessarily need to be in a lab. We've heard from some professors who are really excited about being able to design labs that involve their students going outside in their backyard and being able to do the work. When you think of some biology labs, for example, there are ways that students can engage in the lab activity because they can be out in the field doing that. So that's an exciting thought. I mean, it's not, again, it's going to take some work and some creativity, But there are ways of doing this. We just have to identify the best ones.
So in this doesn't, this is for the fall session, am I correct? You're not saying this is forever. You're hoping things will get back to some form of campus life.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is what we need to do for September. And we are watching daily in terms of where we are as a province, in terms of the public health orders, in terms of travel bans. And while we're doing this, we're simultaneously planning for the reopening of the campus. So that's going to be a tremendous amount of work as well. And that's not something we can't wait till we hear, all right, you can start to move back onto the campus. We need to be ready and have ourselves prepared for what that might look like, because it won't be a matter of one day we're told we can go on campus and everything will be like it was 8 weeks ago. We know that it will probably be a phased process. Maybe certain elements of our operation can go back on campus, then maybe a little bit more. We'll probably have to do some work to the campus to ensure that we can still comply to some of the parameters laid out to keep everybody healthy and safe. And then eventually, I think it will be a phased process. But absolutely, we look to the day that we're able to have our students and our faculty and our staff.
It sure will. It sounds like it'll take a lot of you'll have to work the kinks out first, and you will never have until you get back to on campus. You lose that personal touch, right? As a professor, for instance, personally in touch with a student.
Well, you know what? It's actually, you can really stay engaged online with your students. I've done online courses as a student, and you know, years later, still have really close relationships with the professors who taught me, because they knew how to do it right. They knew how to reach out to their students, keep in touch, keep connected, and really, what it is, you still have to make sure that you have ways to motivate the students, to make them feel like they belong in the class. To let them get to know each other and be close. So you really can have an exciting and an engaging and feel like you're part of a community learning experience in the online form. And I mean, it's incredible. The technology changes daily, and the ways that people can engage online, it's really, really fascinating. And I mean, this is also an opportunity for us to explore those things a little bit more.
It certainly does mean a lot for your international students, right? I mean, with travel the way it is and so on, that's a big part of CBU's student population, international students.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a huge part of this. It's a huge consideration, because our international students, they're part of CBU, but they're part of our island community. I mean, these are members of our community, and I know for them, you know, so many of them, they want to come back, they want to be here. And so we think about that every day, and it's something that we know that will come again, but it's one of the things we can do in the meantime is keep connected to those students as well. Keep connected, keep reaching out to them, let them know that when they can come back to Cape Breton, we will be here. Right now, students can. There was a change to the federal regulations that in May, for the spring-summer semester, students could start their studies from outside of Canada. Typically, that's not the case. So we do have some students who are international who have just started and they're studying from their home countries. We don't yet know if that's going to be the case in September for new students. The federal government hasn't made a decision on that yet. If they do, then we will be able to have students start from their home country, but we'll see. We'll learn more. That's one of those things that it's not a decision that we're making. It's one that we have to ensure that we abide by the rules. And so there's so many things that we just don't have the full answer.
Dr. Brand Barrett, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us. We'll be listening with great interest and following the online education at CBU. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Call anytime.